The debt ceiling showdown between the White House and Republicans has cast a bright spotlight on the GOP's congressional leadership, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House John Boehner. But the top Republican in the House is sharing that spotlight with his deputy, Eric Cantor, the majority leader from Richmond, Virginia, who also heads the conservative Young Guns Caucus. Cantor reportedly was the primary speaker for Republicans during this week's closed-door negotiations, while Boehner reportedly spoke infrequently. And earlier talks led by Vice President Biden essentially collapsed when Cantor decided to walk out. Given his pivotal role in the ongoing standoff, we wanted to know more about his background and his political style. And so we've called on Jeff Shapiro. He's a columnist for Cantor's hometown paper, the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Mr. Shapiro, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first, a bit of background. Cantor is 48 years old. He served in Congress since 2001. Give us a very quick sketch of his background and his bio.
Richmond born and bred, a graduate of a private school here in the Richmond area, George Washington University, the Marshall Wythe School of Law, the College of William & Mary, which also produced Michelle Bachmann. He was first elected to office in 1990. He took a seat in the Virginia legislature, the House of Delegates, where he earned his first nickname, Overdog. He had one of the best business-friendly records of any member of the Virginia legislature.
How would you describe his political style?
The political style, the very public political style, is very different from the private style. One-on-one, he's very engaging. He likes to gossip. He's got a good sense of humor. Politically, he can come across as a bit rigid, though in terms of the theatrics of politics, he is greatly improved. If one goes through his campaign spending reports, you'll see that he's spent a few shekels on speaking lessons, coaching on his public style.
Several political analysts, especially this week, have suggested that Cantor has in some ways essentially upstaged Boehner in these negotiations. What is the relationship like between these two men? Cantor is in his 40s, Boehner is in his 60s.
Well, there's certainly a generational difference that would make for a certain natural tension. There is this feeling as well that the majority leader is a position that exists only as speaker in waiting. And clearly, given the dynamics within the House Republican Conference, the rising Tea Party presence, which Cantor himself is trying to harness, that it's just a matter of time before the gentleman from Henrico makes a play for the Speaker's gavel.
He has a leadership position with the Young Guns. Does the Tea Party element of the party also see him as a leader of their faction?
The Tea Party element of the Republican Party is very wary of Eric Cantor, and perhaps a lot of this is lost. Keep in mind that Eric Cantor has voted without question for increases in the debt ceiling. Eric Cantor voted for two unfinanced wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Eric Cantor voted for an unpaid-for expansion of Medicare, specifically the drug benefit, and he voted for that big bank bailout that the Bush administration pushed in its closing hours.
Is there evidence of bipartisanship in his portfolio?
No. keep in mind, this is what happens when one represents a reflexively Republican district. What Cantor has to do to remain viable in his home state is always watch out for his right. And what it means is that the middle and the left is pretty much overlooked, ignored, maybe even neglected.
Jeff Shapiro is a columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Mr. Shapiro, thank you very much.
Thank you.